This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary, in for Kai Rizdahl. Entrepreneurship has become a big buzzword lately, but for young people, it can be hard to know where to start. Andrew Yang wants to change that. He's the CEO of Venture for America, an organization that works to get new college grads to work in startups across the country. And he's written a book called Smart People Should Build Things. Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
You describe yourself as a recovering lawyer. How did you end up where you are now?
Well, I found the law wasn't a great fit for me, and so I ended up transitioning to startup companies, including a national education company that was acquired by the Washington Post. And when I was at that company, I realized that there was a profound issue with the flow of talent in the U.S., where we have tons of very smart young people every year heading to professional services, that is, finance, consulting, law, and not enough talent heading to the businesses and industries that employ those firms and also are going to end up determining the direction of our economy over the long haul.
Lots of folks now say, I want to learn how to code. I want to build an app. I want to start a startup. Is there a possibility that you could have too many of them without the right training to know how to execute on that?
There's something of a misperception that all startups require is engineers and coders, and that if you are not in that particular subset of people, then startups are not for you. But early stage companies need talented salespeople, customer support, management, operations, marketing, administration. They need talented people at every part of the organization in a variety of roles. So even if someone's not an engineer by training, there are tons of things they can do at these firms.
How do you teach someone to work in those companies where they're actually doing and making stuff?
Well, you need young people who have very high ceilings and are willing to learn and adapt, because oftentimes with an early stage company, you haven't actually precisely figured out the nature of the roles. And so you want to hire someone who can figure them out with you and hopefully evolve and grow as the company grows.
You've got a passage in the book about what sort of experience you'd suggest to a 22-year-old who would want to run or start their own business, but doesn't know how to do it.
What we suggest is that the best way to learn how to build a business is to work with someone who's doing that very thing, is to become an apprentice or lieutenant to a more experienced entrepreneur that's in the process of developing their own company.
In a lot of ways, this is a pretty old-fashioned concept, right? I mean, this goes back to being a journeyman tradesman, really.
Yeah, we certainly believe in the power of mentorship, and we think that that for entrepreneurship in particular, that's a great way to learn, is to be supportive of a more experienced veteran entrepreneur.
You've set a pretty ambitious target for job growth. How do you do that?
Well, for all of the discussion around job growth, we think it's pretty straightforward how you achieve it. Early stage companies account for about 2/3 of new net jobs in the U.S. So helping those companies reach a point where they're in expansion mode is a huge driver of potential job growth. The second thing we need to do is we need to train more of our best and brightest to themselves become entrepreneurs and business builders. Right now, we don't have enough smart people building things. We're training our smart people to become facilitators and advisors as opposed to builders.
Yeah, but a lot of those companies, early stage companies, fail. So how do you keep them going?
Certainly, my first company did not work out. And so I learned from that. I got up and I tried again. And over time, I found that you learn and you get stronger. So we can't make our young people afraid of failure. We have to let them know that failure is going to be part of the process if they're going to build anything worthwhile.
Andrew Yang is the author of Smart People Should Build Things. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks so much for having me.